You're listening to SBS News.
There's only 9 weeks until the US presidential election, and as the campaign wears on, the rhetoric has become more and more acerbic. The race for the White House is being run against a backdrop of civil and social unrest, with violence breaking out again in Portland and Kenosha over the weekend. Democratic nominee Joe Biden was in Pittsburgh, and speaking at a near-empty hall, he laid the blame for the violence squarely on the shoulders of the president.
Fires are burning, and we have a president who fans the flames rather than fighting the flames. But we must not burn. We have to build. This president, long ago, forfeited any moral leadership in this country. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it.
President Trump and the Republicans have been increasingly running a law and order message heading into the November elections. They say the recent violence is a snapshot of what the U.S. will look like under a Biden administration, a claim the Democratic candidate strongly refutes.
He may believe mouthing the words law and order makes him strong, but his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is.
President Trump spoke at the White House shortly after Mr. Biden's speech. Mr. Trump and his campaign team believe that the more the national discourse is about something other than COVID-19, the better it is for the president. And President Trump is relishing the chance to talk about anything other than the virus. He says Mr. Biden and the rioters are both on the same side of what Mr. Trump calls the radical left.
The violent rioters share Biden's same talking points, and they share his same agenda for our nation. And even his strange speech today that he made in Pittsburgh, he didn't mention the fact, and he didn't mention the far left. He didn't mention the far left. The rioters and Joe Biden have a side. They're both on the side of the radical left, and that is so obvious. And until that neutralizes, you're never going to have safe areas in those Democrat-run areas.
One of those areas is Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's been the scene of grave unrest since Black American Jacob Blake was shot by police there more than a week ago and remains paralyzed. President Trump is planning to visit, but some locals fear that will only incite further unrest. Mayor John Antaramian is one of those.
We always have room for presidents to come to visit, candidates to come to visit. That's the process that you have, and it's something that we appreciate and have people do, but the timing on this, we felt, was not good, and so we did make the request for him to do it at a different time.
President Trump plans to meet local law enforcement and visit damaged areas. Demonstrators are calling for the officer who shot Mr. Blake to be sacked and face attempted murder charges. Last week, a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Kenosha's County Sheriff David Beth says a lot of the trouble is being caused by people who are not locals.
Remember, as there are people from outside Kenosha, outside Wisconsin, and we've had some that are outside the United States calling in here to scare people of what's going to happen.
Mayor Antaramian has instead asked that Kenosha be left alone in peace to begin to heal. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.